leads left wing back to Jalen right wing. Jalen looking to go, hands it off to Sheldon Stewart. Sheldon get back over to King right wing. Back to Sheldon at the top. Skip past the leads in the left corner. Now up top to Sheldon in between the rings. Out to Jalen King right wing. Jalen spin move out to Sheldon right wing. A three short. And the rebound goes to Landon Knopf for Manhattan. And the Indians bring out the floor. Elamogo travel. Right in front of Lee Baldwin.
That was a travel.
River Peters will check in. 6'2 sophomore. Red Jackson will take a seat. River coming off a 21-point performance against Topeka High on Friday night.
Big spark off the bench.
Big spark off the bench. Four turnovers already for Manhattan, Darian.
Still 0-0.
Still 0-0, 3 minutes in. Don't make this be like the game in Oklahoma last week when it was 4-2. Anyone see that? I saw it. Here is Sheldon Stewart, right wing, and it's because they were playing zone.
It's a coaching at its finest.
Yep. Sheldon Stewart, top of the key, swing over to Jalen King. Back to Sheldon. Sheldon at the top, trying to feed in. Now River Peters, a deep free right wing, way off. It's short. Rebound picked up by Reck. And Emporia High with another opportunity. And it goes out of bounds. And it will go to Manhattan.
You'll be able to get that three whenever you want in this zone. You got to keep working it down there so you can see if you can get one of the easy ones.
And Darian, Emporia High's taken two shots. Manhattan hasn't taken none. Lob pass inside to Elamogo. Elamogo in traffic. Floater short. Rebound.
Go get one.
Rebound Jalen King for Emporia High.
Go get
Here
one.
Come the Spartans. As Cooper Reck trying to feed it out to Parker Leeds. Swing it over to Jalen King. Now River Peters right corner. Back up top to
one more.
Jalen. As a River Peters right corner. Back to Jalen right wing. Now Parker Leeds. Parker swings it over to River Peters in the baseline right side. In the Sheldon at the cup. Jalen straight on a three for the lead. He hit it. That's a Valunet Fiber three. Valunet Fiber always available, always reliable, and always fast. And the lead is 3-0 Emporia High. 3:40 to play here in the first quarter.
And that's how you work it around the zone.
And I wrote down when that basket happened. Delort to the cup. And they're going to get a block on Jalen King. Oh, my. As Jalen was trying to draw the charge. Jalen, and that's his second.
Man.
Team foul number two. And as Jackson and Seeley at the table. Also, Vincent Malone, 6'2 junior, and Jason Kim in. And Vincent Malone, his dad is Coach Malone at K-State. He's in the house. I did see him. Van Malone. First free throw is good for Delort. Jackson and Seeley back in as King and Rex sit down. Calvin, the 6-foot junior. Second one is too hard for Delort. And the rebound went to Fred Jackson.
And that's two early ones on Jalen King.
Yeah.
Keep that.
I wrote it down.
In the first quarter.
I wrote it down. And Emporia High turned it over on the inbounds as Manhattan got the basketball back. 3-1 Manhattan, 3:18 to play here in the first quarter. From Spartan Gymnasium as Delort with it with corn rolls. Out to Jason Kim, right wing of three. Off the back iron, missing. And the rebound goes to Emporia High. Sheldon in the Parker Leeds, lost it for a second.
Don't start rushing.
Because I got to get the iPad situated.
And now they're into the 3-2.
Yep, back to it.
You know, it's almost a version of the 1-3-1 that we run. They got their big in the middle.
That's Sheldon Stewart with the basketball.
Oh.
And Seeley left corner. Seeley out to Sheldon, left wing, a three. Oh. Nothing but net! Sheldon Stewart with a Valunet Fiber 3. Valunet Fiber, always available, always reliable, and always fast. And the lead is 5 for Emporia High at 6-1. 2:20 to play here in the first.
They're doing a good job of being patient. Another turnover.
And Delort just threw it into the Emporia High bench. As Miles Braxmeyer in for Manhattan, 6-foot junior, will replace Knopf. Ilomogo is out. Leads out for Emporia High as Rec enters the lineup again.
Manhattan's having a hard time getting in the rhythm tonight.
And they are. And again, 3-2 zone.
Keep working it.
As Max Stanner will check in at the next opportunity for Manhattan. 6-1 Emporia High, under two to play. Entry pass in the Rec, double team. He dribbles it back out to Sheldon Stewart, top of the key.
Keep working it.
Now over to Seeley, now Sheldon, now River Peters, left wing, a three. No, it's short.
Oh,
long rebound picked up by Seeley. Here's Sheldon straight on a three. He hit another nothing but net.
And that's created by Fred Jackson there. Great hustle play on the offensive rebound.
Sheldon Stewart with
a he stepped on the line.
Oh, man. Lee Baldwin is firing up. And Sheldon has six. It's a Valiant Fiber three. Valiant Fiber always available, always reliable, and always fast. And the lead is 8-4 Emporia High at 9-1.
Got to keep the foot on the gas, though.
Coonrod's out as Max Stannard is into the game. Max Stannard is a 6-foot junior. And now they're going to go 1-1-3, or now they go back to the 2-3. Sheldon Stewart with the basketball. Over to River Peters, left wing, back to Sheldon at the top. Now Calvin Seeley, now Fred Jackson with it. Back to Sheldon, top of the key. Small lineup by Emporia High. Here is Calvin Seeley, back to Stewart.
Yep, keep working it.
Sheldon will direct traffic with under a minute to go. Emporia High up 9-1. Rec at the top in between the circles. Now Sheldon Stewart with it. Now River Peters left wing. River back to Sheldon. Sheldon feeds in the Rec. Rec in traffic, floater on the way. Missed. Rebound picked up by Malone, who didn't even play in that first matchup against Emporia High. Here is Wilson against Seeley. Wilson, floater on the way. Good, and the foul to get a block on Fred Jackson.
He was set that time. Well,
so Wilson gets the and one. Foul is on Fred Jackson, his first, team foul number one. And that will send Jack Wilson to the free throw line. As Ilomogo will check back in. Wilson on the season, 74% from the charity stripe. The 6'6 senior going to be playing in the Great Plains. Free throw pinballs out. Rebound Fred Jackson. 9-3 Emporia High, 28 seconds to play.
One shot.
Here in the first quarter. Emporia High's led by as many as eight. That was their largest lead of the game, and back on January 24th. Calvin Seeley with it. Right wing, bounce pass to Sheldon Stewart. Sheldon. Now River Peters, right corner with seven. Entry pass into Fred, and it's deflected. Out of bounds, staying with Emporia High with 4.8 left. Ilomogo back in for Manhattan as Wilson sits down, leads back in for Emporia High for Calvin Seeley. Big minutes for Calvin. Sheldon Stewart inbound to the right of his own bucket, inbound to River. River with four. River in traffic. Put it up. He's fouled. He was in the act of shooting. He's going to get three free throws.
Wow.
Manhattan with its fourth personal foul. Foul is on Stannard.
And coach is not happy with that foul there.
That's the first team foul correction on Manhattan. River to the line for three. Free throw on to what? First is nothing but net. River's got one.
And that's the last thing you want at the end of a quarter.
Second one for River Peters. Crawls off. One more coming up for River, trying to get Emporia High back up eight. River, the 6'2 sophomore. The third one on the way. Hit the third. Went 2 of 3. 11-3 Manhattan. Three quarters heave by Ilomogo is off the mark. And Emporia High takes an 11-3 lead going into the second. Let's take a break. This is Spartan Basketball on Mix 104.9.
Spartan Sports, brought to you in part by Emporia State University, hands-on learning that prepares students for successful careers. Discover the possibilities at emporia.edu, by AKA The Sports Fan, where sports fans are treasured, and by Cofeld Signs. The whole crew at Cofeld Sign Company would like to wish all the Emporia Spartan and Junior Spartan student athletes the best of luck this year. Go Spartans! Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you in part by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. The Credit Union of Emporia, 2711 West 15th, where you're treated like a person and not an account number. And by Long Vine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia, driven by longvineauto.com.
Mix 104.9.
Back at Emporia High. Emporia High leads 11-3, and Manhattan will have the basketball to start quarter number two. They'll have Kim Braxmeyer, Malone Stannard, and Ela Mogo. Emporia High counters with their starting five, not their starting five. We'll reset their lineup here. Stannard, right corner, a three, off the side of the rim. And the rebound goes to Parker Leeds. Emporia High looking to run, but they back off. It's Leeds, Peters, Reck, Jackson, and Stewart for Emporia High. Here's Parker Leeds, swings over to River Peters. Now Reck in the right corner. Reck beats it into Parker Leeds. Parker against Braxmeyer. Parker in traffic. Kicks it out to Fred Jackson in the left corner. As they reset, out to Sheldon Stewart. 7:16 to play here in the first half. 11-3 Emporia High. Parker leads right wing. Now Reck at the right block. Now River Peters left wing. As I believe Lee Baldwin called out hands. Here's River at the top. River in traffic. Out to Fred. Floater on the way. Cross and give River Peters the assist. Fred's in the scorebook. And the lead is 10 for Emporia High at 13-3. 6:48 to play here in the first half.
You see what happens when they start to move the ball, Dylan?
Yeah, right you are. And Emporia High going to the 1-3-1 with Reck at the top. Jason Kim with the basketball came off the bench. Standard left wing, skip pass. Here is Kim right wing, steps into a three right wing. That's short. Long rebound, track down, out of bounds. It'll stay with Manhattan. It was touched by Sheldon Stewart.
Well, I thought that was off of Standard there.
Coonrod and Wilson back in for Manhattan as Standard and Malone will sit down. I mentioned a celebrity in the house with a K-State assistant football coach, Van Malone, in the building.
Oh,
a layup on this end by Jack Wilson.
Can't fall asleep.
He's got four. It's 13-5. Emporia High up eight. 6:08 to play here in the second. Sheldon Stewart. Now right wing. River for three. Too strong. Rebound picked up by Coonrod for Manhattan. Ela Mogo lobbed it, and Parker Leeds deflected. It'll stay with Manhattan. Not back in for Manhattan as Kim will take a seat. Emporia High's bringing their A game here this evening, Darian.
Yeah, they are very focused and locked in right now.
Braxmeyer inbounds to Knopp. Braxmeyer. Deflected pass. They were looking into Wilson. Lob pass into Ela Mogo. Out of bounds. It was off Fred Jackson. And it's staying with Manhattan.
Good defense. Got to stay locked in, though.
Emporia High with three turnovers on the night. As Braxmeyer to play it in. He inbounds to Knopp, who was taking it to the basket. And he got fouled. And he'll shoot two free throws.
Can't give that up.
Foul is on River Peters, his first 14 foul on Emporia High. Landon Knopp, the 6'4" sophomore, is a 50% free throw shooter, is 4 of 8. Free throw on the way, crawls in.
Yeah, I see that coming.
Delort back in for Braxmeyer. And Miles Braxmeyer's brother, Owen, plays at McPherson with Emporia High product, Chuck Snyder, Rebecca's brother. As Knopp hits them both. And Manhattan is down six at 13-7. 5:35 to play here in the second. Parker leads with the basketball, swings over to River Peters, right wing. River's going to get a lot of minutes with Jalen on the bench.
Yeah, those two fouls hurt him.
Sheldon Stewart, top of the key. Sheldon looking to attack out the wreck. Left wing, a three. That one rimmed out, and the rebound goes to Delort. It was halfway in and halfway out. Here's Knopp, right wing, back to Delort. Now Wilson, left corner, against Peters. Emporia High goes back to the 1-3-1. Knopp for three, nailed it. From the right wing, Knopp has the last five, and Manhattan has pulled it within three at 13-10.
Yeah.
It's a 7-0 run for Manhattan, 13-10, Emporia High, 4:50 to play in the Fred Jackson, Fred in traffic, out to Sheldon, who lost it, but Parker Leeds tracked it down right in front of the Manhattan bench. Sheldon gets out. Parker Leeds, left corner, a three. He hit it. Nothing but net.
Good play by Stewart there to keep the drive alive.
That's a ValuNet Fiber three. ValuNet Fiber, always available, always reliable, and always fast. 16-10, and an offensive foul called, and Fred Jackson drew the charge as Delort, or actually it's Wilson, the guilty party on the charge. Foul is on Wilson, his first, team foul number two. As River Peters out, as Jalen King back in. Good minutes for River Peters off the bench. 4:22 to play here in the second. Emporia High up six at 16-10. Sheldon Stewart with the basketball. Parker leads for back-to-back. From the same side, he missed it too strong. Coonrod with the rebound for Manhattan. As it was deflected, Manhattan will play it in backcourt. Manhattan has Coonrod, Delort, Knopp, Ilamogo, and Wilson. Emporia High counters with Reck, Jackson, Leeds, Stewart, and King. Here is Wilson against Jalen King. Floater on the way for Wilson. Rims out. Rebound Jalen King for Emporia High. That was very close. Here's Sheldon Stewart, far side. Sheldon looking at attack. Bounce pass to Fred Jackson. Layup good.
Way to get out on the break there.
Fred Jackson with four. And the lead is back to eight. Emporia High with the last 4 points. 18-10. Emporia High 3:30 a play as a floater good from close range by Manhattan. As Wilson gets the bucket as Delort with the assist. Wilson has six. Peters back in for Emporia High, and Drew Hess will come in for the first time. 6'5 senior as Fred Jackson will sit down, so both the cousins sit down with 3:26 to play here before halftime, and Emporia High is up six at 18-12.
Holding on to this lead, but can they do anything to stretch it?
Make some more threes.
That'll be
here's
nice.
Parker leads, and he's fouled by Delort. Delort with his first, team foul number three. Kim back in for Manhattan as Coonrod will sit out. Parker leads to play it to the right of the Manhattan bench. Here's River Peters, right wing. River entry pass into Drew Hess. Drew out to Cooper Reck. Cooper, now Parker leads with the basketball. Sheldon Stewart back with it. River straight on a three. That one's short. Rebound goes to Kim for Manhattan. As Kim will bring it up the floor. Lobs inside Ilamogo in traffic. Layup right side short. And the rebound goes to Drew Hess. And Emporia High to the cup. And a foul as Drew River Peters was fouled.
Strong move.
Foul is on Delort. And that's number two on him. And that's the 14th foul. On Manhattan now, send River Peters back to the free throw line where he's 2 of 3 on the night. Two shots for the sophomore. Nothing but net for the first. He's got three. Braxmeyer comes back in for Delort, who just picked up number two. River trying to put Emporia High back up eight. Second free throw on the way. Good. Nothing but net. River's got four, and Fred Jackson will come back in for Reck. 2:44 to play here in the first half. Emporia High is up 20-12. And Darien, they had this lead in the first matchup. And then Manhattan ended up tying the game at the intermission.
Yep.
Here's Kim right wing out top. The knob lost it. It's picked up by Fred Jackson. Fred looking to go coast to coast. Coast layup is missing from the right side. And Fred Jackson's going to the charity stripe for two free throws.
Good take.
Foul is on Knopp, his first. Team foul number five on Manhattan. Fred Jackson to the line for two. Fred on the season 36%. Free throw for Fred. Short. I wish Fred could wear the jersey number 7 again. He's still noticeable on the court wearing that number 34, wearing Shaquille O'Neal number. Second one too hard for Fred, and Jason Kim with a rebound for Manhattan. 8-point Emporia lead at 20-12, 2:20 to play. Here's the trap. Now Ela Mogo in the right corner. Ela Mogo gets it off to Kim at the top of the key. 2-1-2 look for Emporia High. Kim, right wing, lobs into Ela Mogo. Layup right side, good. Ela Mogo, that's his first basket. 6-point Emporia lead, 20-14. 1:57 to play before halftime. Parker leads with the basketball.
Now River Peters. Down low.
Yes, they are. Emporia High's finding a way to be the underdogs here tonight and don't have the height. Sheldon Stewart straight on a three for his third. No. That one too strong, and the rebound goes to Jack Wilson for Manhattan. Out top to Kim. Now Wilson, right corner, a three. No, rims out. Rebound to River Peters for Emporia High. 1:20 of place, first half. 20-14, Emporia High. Sheldon Stewart, top of the key. Sheldon out to Fred, right wing. Bounce pass, it's kicked by Wilson. They'll stay with Emporia High. No subs. Inverted buzzer there.
I don't know what that. I was looking around.
Yeah. Everyone was, including the officials. Sheldon Stewart, top of the key. And the Drew Hess, Drew floater from 10. Good. Nothing but that. Drew Hess is into the scorebook, and Emporia High's back up 8. 22-14. 56 seconds to play in the first half. And Emporia High has more points than they did. A lob, and it's stolen as Kim's pass was deflected and stolen by Emporia High. And they get a carry on Sheldon Stewart. And now Manhattan has the basketball in front court, trailing by 8 with 46.8 left to go here in the half. That's Miles Braxmeyer with the basketball now. To Ela Mogo. Back to Braxmeyer, left wing. Braxmeyer steps in, skip pass to Kim, right corner. Bounce pass into Wilson. Wilson dishes off to Ela Mogo. Floater close range is good. Ela Mogo has 4, and the lead is 6 for Emporia High at 22-16. 20 seconds to play here in the first half. They're going to go one shot here, Darian.
Yep.
Sheldon Stewart with it. River Peters with 8. Parker leads. Active River with 6. River is fouled, and they did have a foul to give.
Yep, smart foul.
It's a 16 foul against Manhattan. Foul is on Knopp, his second. Team foul number 6. Coonrod in for Knopp. King back in for Fred Jackson. 5.1 left in the first half. Emporia High up 22-16. Jalen King to play it right beside the Manhattan bench. A dribble handoff, Jalen King with 3. Jalen Sutterstep, Jalen lost it. Jalen puts it up, he hit it, but they're going to wave it off. And Emporia High will take a 6-point lead into the break. 22-16. Coming up next is the Longbine Auto Plaza halftime show. We'll visit with Emporia High Lady Spartan coach Carolyn Dorsey. 22-16, Emporia High. This is Spartan Basketball on Mix 104.9.
Emporia High Spartan Sports is brought to you in part by Rainbow Pest Control. Tell them what's bugging you. Call Rainbow Pest Control, 620-343-2300. And go Spartans! Mainstay Suites, Emporia's extended stay hotel, offering group rates or a private meeting room for your organization's needs. Mainstay Suites, live like home. And Express Tire and Auto, your tire professionals and Polaris experts. See them at 806 East 12th in Emporia, next to the water tower.
Emporia High Spartan Sports is brought to you in part by Next Tech Wireless, the latest wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside Flint Hills Mall. Williams Automotive and Collision Center, 3105 West 6th Avenue, taking care of Spartans since 1989. Go Spartans! And Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations.
It's time now for the Longbine Auto Plaza Halftime Show. Longbine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia. Driven by LongbineAuto.com.
Welcome back to Emporia High. Emporia High leads at 22-16. Joined now by Emporia High Lady Spartan coach Carolyn Dorsey. Coach, 40-34 win over Manhattan. A little redemption, but just kind of talk about how your girls played.
Well, first off, Manhattan's a really good basketball team, and they're tough, and we knew it would be. Told them it's a dogfight. You better be ready. They're good. They're athletic. They're stocky. They're strong. They got a lot going for them. So, obviously not happy with our first half. 0 for 6 from the free throw line. Only scored 2 points in the second quarter. I was pretty disappointed. I thought our demeanor looked sad again. I thought we looked soft. And we adjusted after halftime. You know, I thought they came out after halftime and had some pep. AJ's shot from the corner after half is huge. And then we shoot 15 of 17 from the free throw line the second half instead of 0 for 6, you know, and I think that was your difference there.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. What was kind of a little motivating factor in the locker room?
Well, what happens in the locker room stays in the locker room. But, you know, we just talked about just this isn't the right way. You know, they know how to do it. And, again, part of that is getting these kids – you can't turn it on and off. It's got to be a constant. And they kind of, when adversity hits, you know, we talked about it. Life is hard. You know, and when adversity hits, are you going to melt or are you going to buck up? And they answered the bell. They bucked up after halftime, you know. But before that, man, sometimes we just don't weather those storms well. And that comes down to mental toughness. And part of my job is to win basketball games with them, but it's to help them prepare for life down the stretch because it's going to get ugly and it gets difficult. And they've got to be stronger when those things don't go their way. And we weren't strong tonight when the plays broke down. And Manhattan kind of bullies you. They're so physical, and not in a bad way. They're so physical and tough. We couldn't get what we wanted. But on the flip side, man, defensively we picked it up after halftime, which led to some easy baskets.
Rebecca Snyder led the way, but Ryan Peake, again, big off the bench. And Emil was big tonight, too.
Yeah, you know, I think they all kind of had their moments at times. And Rebecca, as a senior getting ready to be recruited for college basketball, that's what you expect. That's a given. And unfortunately, we ask a lot from her and probably take her for granted at times. And, you know, Minnie kind of controlled the game. But I just thought we looked tired. I thought we didn't have a lot of fight. Ryan, I'm happy for her. Man, she played good in the two quarters of JV. And she's getting warmed up again. And she had a good game for us again. And that's why we wanted to see her playing some JV. And I think that's helped her. I think it's helped her confidence. And again, down the stretch, all I know is they're 15-3 and they're winning games, and we're continuing to move forward.
Well, let me give you the scores. Hayden over Junction City, 48-21. And Washburn Rule, 55-42 winner over Topeka High. And Carolyn, that was a three-point game going into the fourth quarter.
It doesn't surprise me. Rule is so good.
Yeah.
And Topeka High, like I said, obviously, you know, there's a lot of difference. They lost a lot of talent last year. You know, Kiki still is really good, but doesn't matter. We got to worry about what we're doing. And other league, like I said, at the end of it, we want to be jockeying for sub-state league and stuff is great, and we want that too, but it's probably not going to happen this year in terms of league championships unless we beat Rule. But they'd have to lose twice now, I think, which isn't probably going to happen because they're a strong ball club, and Boardwood's pretty impressive. So, you know, like I said, we want to be sitting pretty with two home games going into state.
Well, time to get ready for Junction City, and going to their place, that'll be tough too.
Yeah, you know, Junction City's tough. They're athletic. Again, I get so irritated sometimes because everyone, the girls' league is easy. What world do you live in that the girls' league is easy? Manhattan is a good basketball team.
Yeah.
We just played two ranks of a top 10 opponents last week. Junction City is talented. They're athletic. They're faster than us, and they're bigger than us. You know, I don't know why everything is supposed to be easy for us. That annoys me. It'll be a good game, you know, and I'm concerned about it. They played us to three at halftime before we kind of bought in and blew them out at our place. And I'm sure there's no love lost there would be my guess. And I'm sure they'd love to take us down. And, man, when you got that going for you, you got a big target on your back.
Coach, appreciate the time. Congrats on the win. Talk to you Friday in Junction City.
Thank you.
That's Emporia High Lady Spartan Coach Carolyn Dorsey joining us here in the Long Bine Olive Classic Halftime Show as they win it 40-34 over Manhattan. Take a 30-second break. When we come back, halftime numbers, 22-16 Emporia High. This is Spartan Basketball on Mix 104.9.
Everyone's transportation needs are different. Everyone knows that. That's why at Longbine Auto Plaza, we're ready to help you find the right vehicle and provide you with the best customer service available. Or if you're looking for a pre-owned model, we have those too. We'll even be glad to make an offer to you on your current vehicle if you're wanting to sell it. Our award-winning service will help keep you on the road. So come see us or visit us at www.longbineauto.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Time now for halftime numbers brought to you by Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home, supporting local causes with a strong commitment, making Lyon County a better place to be. First for Manhattan. They had 6 from Jack Wilson, 5 from Landon Knopp, 4 from Collins Ila Mogo, and 1 from Dre DeLort. Manhattan 6 of 14 from the field for 43%, 1 of 6 from beyond the arc, 17%. They were 3 of 5 at the free throw line for 60%. They rebounded the ball 9 times and committed 7 turnovers. For Emporia High, 6 from Sheldon Stewart to lead the way, 4 each from Fred Jackson and River Peters, 3 each from Parker Leeds and Jalen King, and 2 from Drew Hess. Emporia High was 7 of 16 from the field for 44%, 4 of 12 from beyond the arc for 33%. They were 4 of 7 at the free throw line for 57%. 10 rebounds and 4 turnovers for Emporia High. Those are your halftime stats brought to you by Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home, supporting local causes with a strong commitment, making Lyon County a better place to be. Darren, they're doing a partner dance here, so the clock has stopped right before the 3-minute mark, so we have a few extra minutes. So give me a key to the second half.
Well, I think, you know, they need to continue doing what they're doing right now on the defensive end of the ball. You know, that first matchup that we saw against Manhattan, you know, we gave up a lot more threes. And, you know, this time around, we've been able to get out. And, you know, we've given up a few backdoor layups. But, you know, it hasn't been too out of hand this game. So I think keeping it up on the defensive end, keeping up the intensity. And, you know, their defense is what's leading to their offense right now. So they need to keep it up on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah, and let's give you some scores real quick. And, Darian, Hayden is leading by 13. 14. 45-31 at Hayden against Junction City. And how motivating is that Junction City team going to be on Friday night when Emporia High sees them?
Yeah, if they drop this one, they are definitely going to want to come out and get one against us. And, you know, already added on to that because, you know, Hayden hasn't won a lot of games in the Centennial.
Yeah.
So for Junction City to drop one tonight to them, you know, they're definitely going to be looking out to come out against us and get one, and we need to beat Junction City.
And Washburn rolls up 10 on Topeka High, 25-15 at the half. Quick updates from the Big 12. K-State and Oklahoma tied at 17. That's at the under 12 timeout with 11:36 to play. And Oklahoma State is leading Kansas 19-16. They are at the under 12 timeout in Stillwater. Let's take a 90-second break. When we come back, the third quarter is next. Spartans up 22-16. This is Spartan Basketball on Mix 104.9.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you in part by Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue, where it's all about the meat. Bobby D's. By the RV Dog, 617 Members Grill. Repairs for your RV for over 23 years. And by Pete Mueller. For great service and great rates, see State Farm agent Pete Mueller.
Emporia High Spartan Sports is brought to you in part by Artist Place. They wish all Spartan athletes the very best this season. And Emporia State Federal Credit Union. They offer you banking by tax. The perfect tool for your busy life. Good luck, Spartan.
Mix 104.9. Everyone's transportation needs are different. Everyone knows that. That's why at Longbine Auto Plaza, we're ready to help you find the right vehicle and provide you with the best customer service available. Or if you're looking for a pre-owned model, we have those too. We'll even be glad to make an offer to you on your current vehicle if you're wanting to sell it. Our award-winning service will help keep you on the road. So come see us or visit us at www.longbineauto.com. Chevy, find new roads.
This has been the Longbine Auto Plaza Halftime Show. Longbine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia. Driven by longbineauto.com. Now stay tuned for the second half.
Mix 104.9.
Back at Emporia High. Emporia High up 22-16. Dylan Sherwood and Darian Harris with you. And our studio coordinator, Iris Renteria, who was finished second at the Centennial League tournament in the on the girls' side a couple weeks ago. So congrats to Iris. Emporia High will have their starting five back out, and it'll be starting five for Manhattan as well. And Emporia High in the home whites with the red lettering and red trim. Manhattan has the navies with the red lettering and the red trim. Third quarter is underway, and it's Delort, Knopp, Coonrod, Elamogo, and Wilson for Manhattan. Spartans moving to the basket to our right. Here's Fred Jackson with the basketball. Now to Jalen King. 15-footer, too strong. Wreck with the rebound. Now the lead's right wing of three. That one's been off the back iron missing. And the rebound goes to Jalen King. Bounce pass into Fred. Reverse layup is good.
What an attack there.
As I got to adjust the iPad, Darian. As Emporia High gets back up eight. Jalen missed, and then Wreck got a rebound, and then Emporia High got another rebound, and then Red laid it up and in. And did they miss Darian?
No, we had a turnover there.
Oh, a turnover. So turnover by Emporia High. As Sheldon shuffled out to Leeds right wing, but they didn't call the travel. 24-16 Emporia High. 7:05 to play here in the third. Fred's got six after that last basket. Parker Leach with the basketball. And the Fred. Fred lost it. Elamogo got it.
Good look.
24-16 Emporia High. 6:50 to play in the third. Coonrod now out top to Elamogo. Out to Knopp. Left corner three. Pin balls out. And rebound to Fred Jackson for Emporia High.
They're not getting back.
Jalen King gets it to Sheldon Stewart, left wing. Sheldon looking to drive. Sheldon baseline. Out to Rec, right corner. Back to Jalen King. I think Jalen's got new hooping shoes on, Darian.
No.
They look new to me. They got some pink on the back of them. Here is Rec. Now back to King. King against the Lort. Both good football players. Now Fred Jackson in the left corner. Fred lob pass loose on the floor, but got it to his cousin Jalen King. Wreck right wing of three. That one's off the iron and missing. And the rebound goes to Coonrod for Manhattan. And Elamogo stepped right in front of the Manhattan bench. And it's going to go to Emporia High. Elamogo was trying to chase that pass down and stepped on that baseline.
I think he slipped on something on their bench there.
He's kind of got a limp in him, but he'll stay in the game. 24-16 Emporia High. 5:50 to play here in the third. Spartan basketball. Parker leads. Right wing. Sheldon Stewart. Left wing. Now Wreck with it. Cooper out to Fred Jackson. Top of the key. Fred gets it to Sheldon Stewart. Left wing. Sheldon leading the way and scoring. Well, actually, him and Fred Jackson have as Wilson to the floor as Wreck lost it, but Leeds got it back, so no turnover. Leeds in traffic. Now Sheldon Stewart looking to attack. Floater, layup good for Sheldon Stewart.
Way to know where you're at on the court there.
8 points for Sheldon, and the lead is back to 10 for Emporia High at 26-16. 5:10 to play here in the third. Delort skip pass to Knopp. Left side, Knopp kicks it out to Delort. Right wing, fake the three. Now Knopp, right corner, a three. Switch.
Don't want to start giving up those open looks.
Knopp has eight. And lead is back to 7 for Emporia High. 26-19. Parker leads left corner, a three for the answer. He hit it! Parker leads with a Valiant Fiber three. Valiant Fiber, always available, always reliable, and always fast. Lead is back to 10 at 29-19. A layup right side good by Jack Wilson. Wilson has eight, and it's back to eight. 29-21, Emporia High. 4:26 to play here in the third.
I'll shoot it.
I don't. Fred gets one a game, but I don't think that was the best opportunity there. Wreck in the Fred. Fred in the paint against Wilson. Fred out to Sheldon Stewart. Now Jalen King with it. Jalen against Delort. Now Wreck with a lead screen. Cooper will dribble it back out to the top of the key. Now Sheldon Stewart with the basketball. Sheldon, now the Wreck right corner. Back to Sheldon. Now Fred Jackson within the right corner.
No, he's giving it to him.
Under four to play. 3:51 to play here in the third. 29-21 Emporia High. Fred in trouble. Fred trying to get it off, and they get a foul on Wilson. Wilson, his second. First team foul as Manhattan will send Ian McNabb in for the first time. He's 6'2", junior. Coonrod out. Ela Mogo out. Kim's back in. Braxmeyer's back in. As Hess and Peters back in for Reck and Stewart. As Parker leads with the basketball. And Knopp also out for Manhattan. Jalen King baseline. Jalen to the cup. Layup missed. Rebound River Peters. And Parker leads. Missed the three from the left wing. Rebound picked up by Delort, and Manhattan looking to run. And Jason Kim, floater from 13, too hard. Drew Hess with the rebound for Emporia High, and the jump ball is going to be called, and the possession arrow will give it to Manhattan.
Good move there by Jalen, but you got to finish that basket.
Parker leads out. Sheldon Stewart back in. 3:15 to play here in the third stanza. 29-21 Emporia High. They have never trailed in this game. They have led by as many as 10 on three different occasions. Gray Delort with the basketball. He'll be playing for Chris Kleiman next year. Delort back with it.
They're kind of daring him to take that shot.
Yep, he's going to take a three right wing, and they made him pay as he hit it from the right wing. Gray Delort with four, and it's down to five, Darian, at 29-24. 2:45 to play here in the third. Emporia High up five. Sheldon Stewart with it. Swing it over to Fred Jackson. And again, the 3-2 zone being applied by Manhattan. Sheldon Stewart against Owen Miles Braxmeyer. Now Jalen King with it left wing. Now River, and he got his pocket pick. It's stolen by Kim. Kim dishes it off to Braxmeyer. Lift is blocked, and they're going to get goaltending on River Peters. They'll give Braxmeyer. Braxmeyer gets into the scorebook, and it's down to three, Darian.
Yeah, they did a good job there of switching from the 3-2 into man. And, you know, he's been changing defenses all day, giving Emporia different looks, and, you know, it's finally starting to pay off for him.
And it's a 7-0 Manhattan run. 29-26, Emporia High. 2:20 to play here in the third as Emporia High going to bring it up into the front court pretty quickly. Now Drew Hess out to River Peters, right wing against Jason Kim. River dribbling it back out. Now Jalen King. Jalen against Delort. River, now Parker Leitz is fouled from behind. And a foul is on Braxmeyer. That is his first. Team foul number two on Manhattan here in the second half. As Emporia High inbounds to Drew Hess, kicks it out, and as Hess lost it, stolen by Braxmeyer, and Manhattan can tie or get it to one. Here's Kim, entry pass into McNabb. McNabb still with it. And yes, McNabb lost it out of bounds. It will go to Emporia High.
Good call, Ruff.
Wreck back in for Emporia High. Drew Hess will sit down. Ela Mogo back in as Wilson will sit down. I believe Knopp also came back in, and almost a steal, and there is a steal as Kim puts it up. Now Kim with it left wing and loose on the floor. Kim at the free throw line. Ela Mogo layup good, and it's down to one. It's a 9-0 run.
Almost had the steal there.
Ela Mogo has six. It's down to one, 29-28. Emporia High, minute 15 to play here in the third. Spartans need a basket.
Yeah, they need a basket bad here.
Reck looking to drive. Reck double team. Reck in traffic. Timeout, Lee Baldwin. He'll take a 30. Let's keep it right here. And Darian, things have become very interesting here at Spartan Gymnasium.
Yeah, they're a little out of rhythm right now on offense. And, you know, Manhattan's grinding their way back into the game right now. They need to find a way to get a good bucket here so that they can start to gain some of that momentum back.
K-State's down 1, 22-21 at Oklahoma. And KU's down 4 at 24-20. You can listen to KU on KVOE AM.
Got some barn burners going on in college.
Yep. .106 to play here in the third, 29-28. Emporia High, Manhattan's on a 9-0 run. And Darian at Hayden. Hayden leads 54-35 with under 3 to play.
Man.
Yeah.
Hayden's having a game tonight.
Yeah. They made Junction City mad. Jalen King to inbound. Here's Sheldon Stewart, and Emporia High needs to score. Here's Jalen. Jalen out the free throw line, out to Sheldon. And he dishes it off to Parker. Leads layup good from the left side. And how big is that basket for Emporia High as Parker leads with 8, and the lead is back to 3. 31-28 Emporia High. 48 seconds to play here in the third. Here's Kim. Now Wilson, or McNabb. Skip past Braxmeyer. Braxmeyer kicks it out. Kim wide open for 3 for the tie. Too strong. Rebound picked up by Parker Leeds. Emporia High looking to run. Jalen King to Sheldon Stewart. Extra pass. River Pierce right corner 3. 2 short. Rebound picked up by Manhattan. That was McNabb who picked it up. 31-28 Emporia High. 20 seconds to play here in the third. Here's Kim right wing. Kim and timeout Benji George. Benji George frustrated. He'll take a 30. Let's keep it right here with 15.6 left here in the third. Emporia High up 3.
I don't think he was happy with what was being ran there by his offense.
And they will play it in front court across the way. Let's see if I can find a update from the Topeka High game. They were up 10. And no new score from that. Emporia High up 3, 31-28, led by as many as 10. And this one, Manhattan currently on a 9-2 run.
Yeah, the more that they can cut that down and shift that back, you know, the better off they'll be. And, you know, for the most part, they've done a good job of weathering the storm so far. You know, they haven't given up the lead completely. They're still in control.
Manhattan has a chance to tie this game going into the fourth quarter. Here's Braxmeyer, and Jalen stripped it away. Jalen to the cup, and he got deflected. Jalen to the floor, but he's fouled, and that's a third team foul. Jalen hit the floor hard, but he's good to go. Might have gotten the wind knocked out of him. Foul is on Braxmeyer, and that's his second. Team foul number 3 on Manhattan. Jalen's all right. He's walking it off. They're going to shoot free throws? They're going to talk this over. Was he in the act of shooting? All three of them are going to. Because if Jalen has to come out, which he will for his cousin Fred Jackson, and now if it's free throws, who does? Who shoots?
I think he's going to have Sheldon shoot. Well, why does he have to come out?
Because he was injured on the play. And plus, they don't know how he can shoot the free throws. And now that they're going to have one of the officials is saying Fred Jackson has to shoot. Lee Baldwin getting into these officials' face. He's trying to explain because Fred was coming in for Jalen, who they were told to get. He was told to get off the floor. Oh, man. So Sheldon's at the free throw line. Stewart, and now they're going to have Fred Jackson shoot. So Fred's going to shoot. And this is 2. These are big free throws for the 6 foot senior. Well, Needham up three. Well, what do you hear?
They told him to pick a shooter after they realized that he was going to have to come out. They told him to pick a shooter.
First one rims in for Fred.
And then once they subbed, they told him that the shooter had to be for the person that was injured after the fact.
Knop in for Stannard. One more for Fred as he's looking to give Emporia High a five-point lead. Second one on the way. Short. Rebound loose on the floor. It's picked up by Braxmeyer. Here's a heave by Wilson. He missed all of it, and Emporia High is going to have a second left. So, hold on. As King will come back in. It's good to see Jalen come back in. And the three-quarters court, it hit the rim, and Emporia High is going to lead by four going into the fourth. 32-28, Emporia High. Let's take a break. This is Spartan Basketball on X104.9.
Emporia High Spartan Sports is brought to you in part by Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Center in Manhattan. When you need an orthopedic specialist, call 785-537-4200 and go Spartans. Dr. Todd Detweiler, family physician, he believes that participation in extracurricular activities promotes a healthy lifestyle. And Pizza Ranch, it's buffet done your way. With pizza, chicken, desserts, and more, there's so much more to love at Pizza Ranch. 3000 West 18th Avenue, go Spartans.
Emporia High Spartan Sports is brought to you in part by Sports Connection at 2721 West 15th Street, serving Emporia High Spartans for over 40 years. Thurston's Plus Auto Body and Automotive, your complete service stop. Call them at 342-2613. Thurston's Plus is a proud supporter of Emporia High Sports. And Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial Street in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Fortner, and staff wish the Emporia High Spartans good luck.
Mix 104.9.
Emporia High with the basketball to start quarter number four. It is Stewart, King, Rec, Jackson, and River Peters. River at the top of the key, swinging over to Rec. Now Sheldon picked the three. Now Jalen King against DeLort. As is Kim, DeLort, Jalen left baseline, dishes off to River, floater on the way, good.
Great play there.
Great play from Jalen King.
Another good start to the quarter.
As River scored and Jalen gets the assist, 34-28. Wilson missed from 10, rebound Wilson put back, good. Jack Wilson has 10, 34-30 and a layup missed. They didn't get goaltending. They didn't get goaltending there. As Jackson missed from point blank. Rebound to Wilson. Four-point game, 34-30. Here's Kim, left wing into Wilson. Wilson against Rack. He missed it. No call. It's a steal by King. Here's Jackson to the cup. Layup good. Fred Jackson has 10. And a timeout by Manhattan, and Benji George is getting into one of the officials' face. And a timeout for Manhattan. It's a fool. Let's keep it right here, Darren. Oh, man, things are getting heated here as Emporia I leads it 36-30 with 6:48 to play.
Well, you can't talk to the officials like that either. That's a tech.
Yeah, Benji George, if he wants one, he might get one here tonight.
Well, he's about to get one. But, I mean, it's the same thing. There's a no call down here, and there's a no call on the other end. I thought it was a good call. I mean, if you're not going to call it on one end, don't call it on the
right,
other end either.
Right. As it's final from Hayden, as Hayden defeats Junction City 56-45. So Dwayne Paul and company pick up a big boy win over Junction City, and how frustrating is Junction City going to be? How mad is Junction City going to be on Friday night when the Emporia High Spartans come to town?
Oh, yeah, they are going to be ready to go. They are going to be shaken up a little bit. They're going to be ready to play.
Yes, they are. Manhattan will have the basketball. It is Kim, DeLort, Knopp, Wilson and Ela Mogo for Manhattan. Here is Knopp. Against the 1-3-1, and Fred got a steal. Fred got a steal. Fred to the cup. He missed it, but he got it back. Put back in. Missing, but Fred's going to the line for two.
Good job, Fred.
Wow. How big is Fred Jackson?
Oh, he's definitely the key to that, to the top of that press. And, you know, that's one of the reasons why he's earned the starting job that he has, you know, throughout the season. Is nobody can bring that energy up top like Fred can at the top of that press.
Foul is on DeLort, his third, team foul number four on Manhattan. Fred to the line for two. First one, good. Nothing but net. Fred has 10, looking to tie his career high, Darian. He had a career high 11 the other night against T-High. Second one for Fred for the career high. He tied it. Fred's got 11.
D up.
38-30 Emporia High, 6:25 to play. As Emporia High is bringing the pressure. Here's the trap. Almost a steal. And a trap and a foul on Emporia High. They got a reach as DeLort was grabbed.
Don't bail him out.
Frell is on Fred Jackson, his second.
Emporia should smell the blood in the water right now. They got to go for the kill.
That is team foul number one on Emporia High.
They need to stop right here.
DeLort with it, and Fred Jackson's on top of the 1-3-1 once again. Landon Knopp at the top of the key. Lob pass to DeLort in the Ela Mogo. Kicks it out to DeLort. DeLort lost it. DeLort got it back. Trap is set. Here is Knopp. Now Kim and a foul on River Peters. River reached in. River his second. Second team foul on Emporia High here in the second half. Braxmeyer back in for Manhattan as Knopp will sit down. Kim to play it right in front of the Manhattan bench. Braxmeyer against Fred Jackson. Lob pass into Ela Mogo at the block. Ela Mogo float on the way. Good. And the foul. Ela Mogo has eight, looking for point number nine.
That's a strong basket there.
Foul is on Rec, his first, team foul number three. Now send Ela Mogo to the line for one, and he is a 78% free throw shooter. Coonrod to come back in at the tape. He's coming in. Free throw for Ela Mogo is good. Nine for Ela Mogo as Kim will exit as Coonrod comes back in. Wreck out for Emporia High as Parker leads back in.
Got to take care of it. Still a lot of game left. You know, it's only a five-point game right now.
As I got to adjust the iPad, here is as River didn't come out. Here's Fred Jackson with the basketball. As Sheldon Stewart with it. Right, left block out to Jalen King. Jalen, spin move. Dish it off to his cousin Fred. Puts it up. Missed it. Rebound picked up by Coonrod. Braxmeyer right corner. 5-point game, 38-33. Emporia High, 5:13 to play. Braxmeyer skip past Ela Mogo, left wing. Ela Mogo to the basket. Layup good. He made it look easy. He's got 11, yeah. And it's back down to 3, 38-35.
You just got to know your scouting report there. He hasn't hit a three yet. There's no reason to run out past him.
River Peters with the basketball. Sheldon Stewart, top of the key. Sheldon, 15-footer. Good. He hit it.
Shot. One dribble pull-up.
10 for Sheldon Stewart. Timeout, Emporia High. Full? Let's take a 30. Emporia High's up 5, 40-35. 4:51 left. This is Spartan basketball on Mix 104.9.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you in part by Annette Taylor at Salon Mirage. From cuts and perms to manicures and massages, contact Annette for an appointment by calling or texting 620-344-4197. By Prairie Land Partners John Deere, delivering the right solution. And by Clark Alamein II, attorney at law, representing the injured and accused in Emporia and surrounding area for over 17 years.
Back at Emporia High up 40-35 with 4:51 to go. And Darian, Emporia High has been up 8, and now Manhattan's just finding a way to crawl back into this one.
Yeah, they're grinding out some buckets. And, you know, like we always say, it's a game of runs. And right now, you know, man, since the second half, Manhattan's been trying to make that run. Emporia just has to keep weathering the storm and continue to execute.
For Manhattan, it's Delort, Braxmeyer, Coonrod, Wilson, and Ela Mogo. For Emporia High, it's Jackson, Leeds, Peters, Stewart, and King. Braxmeyer, left wing, deflected pass, and guess who deflected it? But it was as Coonrod trying to go to the basket.
Oh,
he lost
body.
It.
That's on his body.
And it's going to go to Emporia High as Coonrod turned it over, and Jalen King very excited about that turnover because he helped force it.
That was a good play there. And that's the stop that you need. Clear it out.
Jalen going to bring it up the floor against Delort. They're going to bring some pressure as Emporia High gets into the front court. There's River Peters, left wing. River back to Sheldon. Now Fred Jackson with this. He dribbles it back out and trying to reach into Fred. Dribble handoff and a foul as Coonrod was going to go for the steal. Foul is on Coonrod. That's his first 15 foul.
I think somebody from Manhattan is trying to earn a tech tonight.
Yeah. Leeds will inbound. They're saying call it both ways, basically. Parker leads the inbound and timeout Lee Baldwin. If you want a 30 or a full 30, let's keep it right here.
Wide open. Pass him the ball.
Well,
waste of a timeout. I hate that.
Manhattan's bringing some pressure, Darian.
Not enough pressure if you can't get the ball inbounds.
KU's down one,
34-33.
Uh-oh. K-State and Oklahoma tied at 36.
Got some games going on in Oklahoma.
See if I can find the see if I can get a Washburn Rule update real quick. And Rick Peterson hasn't tweeted once since halftime.
So what are they going to do in that conference when it comes time for the tournament? They're not going to have anything left. They just beat up
what,
on each
Big
other
12?
All season. Yeah,
they're going to continue to do that.
They just beat up on each other all
well,
season.
Well, and you could see some upsets in the Big 12 tournament. It's
Ooh,
happened.
Yeah.
TCU beat KU when they were an 8. When TCU was an 8 seed. I've seen it happen before. Here is River Peters with the basketball. Ela Mogo is against him. And again, they're going to the zone, Darian.
Yeah.
They're not going man right now. Yeah. River Peters back with the basketball between the leg dribble.
Oh.
And River dribbled it off. It's staying with Emporia High. It was off Ela Mogo. Whoa.
If he didn't reach there, he was cooked. He was cooked. River was going to take off.
River Peters to play it to the right of his own.
Oh, nice.
Right of the scorer's table. Jalen King with it. 3:30 to play in this one. 40-35 Emporia High.
Don't force it.
Sheldon Stewart with the basketball right side.
Yeah,
now
right
Jalen King. All right. Jalen looking to attack. Dishes off to River Peters for left baseline. And River got his pocket picked by Wilson, and Manhattan can cut it to two. Manhattan fans saying go. Or did he step? And well, actually, Ela Mogo is hurt, and Bo Welch pointed it out. So
I think he's bleeding.
And they're going to take him out.
Yep, he's bleeding.
Manhattan will have a sub with 3:08 to play.
The ref's not even paying attention.
Yeah, well, Benji George had to go. They're all, and so officials timeout. Let's keep it right here. Bo Welch is there and several others to check out Ela Mogo during this timeout. 40-35 Emporia High.
Hey, we got to get the court cleaned up.
Oh, so there's some blood on the court. So.
Yeah, the fans were very adamant about getting the ref's attention there.
Yeah. So Kim will come in for Ela Mogo. Final score from Washburn Rural. Washburn Rural defeats Topeka High 61-35.
So Rural continues to have its one-game lead over them. Well, it's technically it's a game and a half right now. Oh, Amanda Gutierrez is going to go out, get the duties to clean the court. Amanda knows what she's doing.
Yep, she's very experienced.
So this is going to be a quick timeout, but Ilamogo is going to get checked out. We'll see if he re-enters the game. He's getting checked out in the hallway to the east of the east basket here at Emporia High. I mean, if it's just to clear up a cut or something, give a round of applause to Amanda Gutierrez.
Getting it in.
I was like, maybe Carrie Hess was going to get a photo. Carrie's over on the east side taking photos. Drew Hess's mom. Take a bow, Amanda. Oh, there's still more. So about several others.
Yeah, he might have dripped it off the court there as he was.
Well, when you got to do the hard work, you got to do it. Well, Darren, while we're still in this injury timeout,